You're such a romantic doing Italy. You and the wife in Rome with a little pasta, vino.
So guess what I'm doing? I got a Cubs hat for the Pope.
You're going to hang with the Pope and give him a Cub hat?
Well, I don't think I'm going to get to see the Pope, but I'm actually bringing him a Cubs hat.
Yeah?
And asking him, with my business card, to ask him to please bless the Chicago Cubs.
Don't do this.
Why?
Then you sound like you're Crane Kenny bringing like holy water into the dugout. Bless the Chicago Cubs?
Yes.
Come on.
You take any kind of help you can get when it's been 107 years.
Come on. Come on.
I know I'm Jewish. My wife's not.
Jacob said in the year, you're Jewish.
So I can't visit the Vatican. What, do they check my card at the door?
You got to go Vatican. That's part of the deal.
I'm going to the Vatican.
You absolutely have to go. And the Jews are more than welcome. They want at the Cappy in all his glory there. But
I want to tweet from the Vatican.
The Pope doesn't care about...
the Vatican has Wi-Fi.
I bet they do.
Think they do?
Hashtag Vatican. Hashtag Wi-Fi. Yes, I'm sure they do.
I want a tweet from the Vatican.
The Pope doesn't care about the Cubs or baseball or who wins.
I'm not sure about that.
Come on.
Maybe he's on Bovada. I don't know.
The Pope's not allowed to care about that stuff. There's more important things in life. You can't ask for the...
You don't think the Pope watches soccer or something big over there?
I think the Pope, if he's being like the best Pope he can be, watches the match and enjoys just the action and really isn't rooting for one team over the other. There's no good or evil with the Pope. There's no, you know, he just enjoys the
moment. Where's the current Pope from? Poland?
Hashtag don't know.
Where is he from?
Current Pope. Where from?
He might be from Germany. I think the Polish Pope stepped down.
Current Pope is from where?
I'm going to go Germany.
In my prep today. Pope Francis.
I'm going to go Germany. I'll be very impressed if I get this right. He's from Argentina.
He's from Argentina.
The Polish Pope stepped down, though, correct? I think the last Pope was from...
I have no idea. No idea.
So how do you plan on getting the hat to the Argentinian-born Pope? What's your strategy?
I'm going to be at the Vatican.
Yeah? Who are you going to hand it to?
I'm sure that there's plenty of guards.
So you're going to go up to a guard and say, hey, I'm at the Catman. Follow me on Twitter. You can be my 45,298th follower. I do a TV and radio in Chicago.
Pretty much.
I shave my head before every show just to get it perfect for TV. Can you give this to the Pope? Because the Cubs are at a 107-year drought, and I can't really go on if they're not going to win it. Something like that?
Something like that.
That's not going to go so well, I don't think.
Is this going to be?
I'll bet you he writes me back.
Is this going to be a fitted cap, or are you going to go... You know, give a little room for the Pope.
I haven't Googled Pope's head size. I don't know if he needs a fit. I'm going to give him the hat I have for him is with the snapback.
It has that snapbacker?
Yeah.
You really are doing this.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I am. I'm going to ask him to please bless the Chicago Cubs.
You do know that, just rationally speaking, the Almighty really doesn't care who wins in any game, right? That just would, like, it'd go against every principle. And I get people, like, who, you know, hit a home run and you want to pray and, you know, you're so lucky to have this talent. And I get it. You feel blessed. But I don't think that however you believe, whatever your spirituality is, I don't think he's thinking, I want that guy to hit a homer off of that dude. Or I want this team to win because they've been in some drought. That doesn't make any rational sense. Don't you feel like that's... You look uncomfortable, but come on.
You don't believe in karma, that if you like are a bad person, that it's going to come back and get you? That the good Lord's going to go, bad guy?
No. There's so many bad guys that had so much success in life. How can you think that way? It's for you. You want to feel good about yourself. That's why, you know, when I try to live my life the right way, I do it for me. I don't do it because I feel... That's just my, you know, now we're getting real deep here, but I do it for my own good feelings, not because I feel like I'm being judged.
Not me either. I do it. That's just how I try to be.
Okay,
be good to everybody.
So you think that in your own feeling good about yourself, that if you give that hat to some guard at the Vatican, that you're going to feel good that you've done your duty, basically. That's what it's all about.
Pretty
okay.
Much.
Okay. I've come all the way around.
Pretty much.
I get how you'll feel better.
And I will be very disappointed if I put my business card in there with a letter and that he does not write me back.
He's not writing you back. If he writes you back, I'll do something that you don't want me to do, whatever that would be.
So to recap, Cap's going to the Vatican to hand the Pope a baseball hat, well, that's not the and only... to find out if they have Wi-Fi. That is, those are your two main goals.
No.
When you go to the Vatican.
No. I want to visit the Vatican and see what it's all about and experience this really cool, unbelievable thing.
And then sneak a Cubs hat into
but
the
middle. While I'm there, I'm going to... You can't have your shoulders uncovered, by the way, Carmen, if you ever go.
I've been to the Vatican.
Little tank tops, even if it's 98 degrees for you.
I've done the scene. A lot of people tweet.
I want him to write... I want to give him a letter. I'm going to type a nice letter, put it on Comcast Sportsnet stationery. Excuse me, Pope. Sorry to bother you in a busy day, but I need a little help here. A
lot of listeners or viewers of this show that have been to the Vatican, apparently. 773. The guards don't care about anyone's stories. Cap, you got no shot. Apparently, he's tried this. 773. He didn't really say exactly that he tried it, but that's what he's relaying to you.
I'm banking I can get a letter back from the Pope.
You're a creative guy. I'll give you that. A lot of people are really all over the Pope and what he does and how to get there, Cappy. There's advice for you here.
Danny Wysocki on Twitter. Do you still want to give the Pope a Cubs hat knowing he's a soccer fan? Apparently there's a big article in the New York Post. Pope Francis hoists trophy of his favorite soccer team. Interesting.
Pope is human.
Catman, watch out for street vendors when you go to Rome. They're awful. Hey, Cap, tweet him. The Pope's on Twitter. The Pope is on Twitter, at Pope.
No, he's here. Pope Francis. Pope Francis, yep.
Let's see. Really?
Yeah, it's Pope Francis, at P-O-N-T-I-F-E-X. He's got 6.5 million.
San Lorenzo, his favorite soccer team.
That which gives us true freedom and true happiness is the compassionate love of Christ. That's his last tweet on July 4th. Retweeted 5,600 times. There you go.
That's all?